You're listening to KCNI KBBN Radio. Thanks for joining us. As many of you know, the Olympics will take place this summer in Tokyo, Japan. And just recently, Omaha was again the host city for the U.S. Olympic swim trials. And we have Broken Bow High School student Callie White on the phone with us because Callie was given a really neat opportunity that was associated with the Olympic swim trials. Callie, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Boy, tell us about what you had the opportunity to do. It's our understanding that you were able to attend the U.S. Olympic swim trials and actually help with the event. I guess my first question is, how in the world did you get the gig?
So you have to be recommended by a coach to the, board of basket carriers. And they go through a selection process. There's about 300 applicants that are recommended. And they go through and choose 90. So through that, I was chosen. And this process actually started 2 years ago because of COVID. Obviously, it got postponed. But I was lucky enough to make through to this year. So
Callie, I have to ask, what exactly did you do and help with at the swim trials?
So I was a basket carrier. When the athletes come out on deck to get ready to swim, they'll have their sweatshirt on maybe, or headphones, their phone, their water bottle, shoes, you know, all that. And they set them in the basket so they don't have to worry about it. And as soon as they dive in, we come and grab their basket and take it behind the scenes, and they can grab it there when they're all done swimming.
Wow, that's neat. So how long were you there? I know that the swim trials go on for several days. Were you there for the whole event?
I was not. I was there for the first wave, which is like the amateurs, for about 3 days, three or four. And then the second wave, I was there 3 days. So I got a lot of experience in that amount of time.
Well, my next question is, drop some names. I mean, tell us about some of the swimmers that you came in contact with.
I was around Lily King, Katie Ledecky, Michael Andrew, Caleb Dressel, Ryan Murphy, you name it, and I probably saw them or carried their basket or one thing or another.
Well, you know, when you think about swimming in the United States, you look at what the United States does in swimming. They kind of own swimming, in a sense, when it comes to the Olympics. And those names that you're dropping, Katie Ledecky, Ryan Murphy, I mean, these are stars and will be certainly coming up in the Olympics. I've got to ask, did you keep a towel or something that Ryan Murphy dried himself off with and bring it home?
No, I wasn't that lucky, but I did get a couple pictures with them, I did do that.
Well, that's good. Just talk a little bit more about the interaction with the Olympians. When I know that my wife and I, I'm sure many others did the same thing, watched the swim trials on television, and whenever we saw these athletes interviewed, they seemed very humbled, very nice. Is that kind of the way you felt in interacting with many of them?
Oh, yeah. So when they get done swimming, they walk right by us. We're like 2 feet away from them. And we're clapping and waving, and they almost always acknowledge us, which they wouldn't have to do. And they wave and they smile and they tell us thank you all the time if they see us. And they wouldn't have to do that. So they're all very humble and kind to everyone.
Yeah. Well, I've got to ask, is there any chance you can go do this in Tokyo?
No, I don't think so, but I wish.
I bet you do, yeah. Well, it's really neat what you had the opportunity to do. Talk a little bit about your swimming, Callie. I mean, I know that you've kind of grown up in the Broken Bow Cosmos swim program. Have you been swimming competitively this summer? Have you had the opportunity to do that, or just kind of fill us in?
So the past couple weeks, obviously, I've been at trials, and a lot of people have been at trials, so our meets haven't been super, I don't know, we can't really be at meets right now just because everyone was at trials.
Sure.
So last weekend I didn't swim. There was a meet in Kearney, but this weekend we actually have our home meet, and I will be swimming in that, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Callie, thank you very much for taking a little bit of your day to visit with us. Congratulations on the opportunity. And did you get anybody's number? I mean, are you going to get a chance to text any of these people? Or
no, I didn't. I definitely should have slipped a note in their basket or something.
There you go. Well, that had to be a thrill, and I'm sure it's something that you'll remember for the rest of your life. So congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's Callie White joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.